It's time for Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer. Join us for prayer, praise, and worship with Pastor Beatrice Smith. It's Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio.
Praise the Lord. Sister Sabrina, will you please open up with prayer?
Father, we just thank you this evening as we gather in one mind and one accord to hear from heaven. I thank you right now that our ears are open and our hearts are ready to receive what the Spirit of the Lord is saying through Pastor and Prophetess Beatrice Smith. Father God, I pray tonight that God, we be receptive and that we have an expectation to hear from you. We thank you that your word is living and sharper than any double-edged sword. We thank you that this word is going out to minister, to make the change, to deliver, and to set your people free. I thank you for who you set free is free indeed. I thank you for this word in advance, Father God. I bind and rebuke the enemy that would try to come against this prayer time. And I thank you, Father God, that we have the victory by faith in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara.
Welcome to all the new and returning listeners. God bless you all. Have a few announcements. You might want to get your paper and pen ready. The first being that there are now 5 ways that you can receive a word from God through our ministry. The first, you're already a part of, which is the Tuesday night prayer line. The second is our 8 p.m. Wednesday night, that's Pacific Standard Time, prayer line, and the number is 916-588-9688. The third way is in-person services Sundays at 1:30 p.m. The address to where the in-person services are located is 6920 Larchmont Avenue. That's in North Highlands, California, in Sacramento County, inside the Ark of Salvation Banquet Room. The fourth way is to call in and listen to the Word Going Forth Live, Sundays at 2:15 Pacific Standard Time again, and the number is 916-588-9688. The fifth way is through a written prayer request, and that would be directed to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660 is the zip code. No return address is required. God knows who you are and where you are. All prayer requests will be prayed over by Pastor Smith. A special announcement on this evening, Full Gospel House of Prayer has been blessed to be able again this winter offer coats for those that are in need in the local Sacramento area. If your family is in need of a coat, please submit the size and the gender of the child or children to Full Gospel House of Prayer by Sunday, December 3rd. Coats will be then distributed at Full Gospel House of Prayer Christmas dinner, which is scheduled to take place on Sunday, December 17th. Also, remember, keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes, giving reverence to God, His Word, and His works. And always remember to please mute your phone. Thank you, and God bless.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Amen, Pastor Smith. This is Evangelist Louise Cooksey. I do have a testimony to God's faithfulness. Just the other day, in fact, it was Saturday, I had to run an errand, and I was on my way back home. I come to a 4-way stoplight. The light turned green in my favor, and I proceeded across. By that time, a truck on the right side of me, he started coming, and I thought he was going to stop because his light was red. But the Lord told me, say, just stop. And Pastor Smith, it was so close. If I would have kept going, he would have hit me directly on. But, you know, he looked at me, and I think that's when he realized that he was in the wrong, and he looked so scared. And I just, you know, I smiled and just looked at him, and I let him go. I stood right there. And when I crossed over, I said, Lord, thank you for your faithfulness. Because God says angels of the Lord encamp around those, and he protects us. So that's my testimony. I said, Lord, if I would have been hit, I would have either been in the hospital or I might have been dead. But God is so good, and I praise him for that tonight. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Pastor, this is Sabrina, and I just want to give God the glory and the praise. On Saturday night, we were at an event. Anyway, this man ends up collapsing, and actually we didn't realize what was happening to him. But, Pastor, he was on his way into eternity. And I tell you what, we began to pray. I called my mother-in-law. She's online. I called you. And we spoke to the hands of death and agreed that God would bring that man out. And he did, Pastor. He brought him out. And he's in the hospital. He ended up having open heart surgery and have some kind of stents put in yesterday morning. But from what I understand, because he's a total stranger, don't know who he is, but God brought him out and spared his life. And so we found him on Facebook. We messaged him, and we sent him a scripture, and we continued to pray and speak life over him. But my understanding, he's doing very well. So I give God the praise for that.
Thank the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any more testimony, I have a testimony. I thank God for everyone that went into the shut-in with us from the 9 to the 11, and the Lord moved in the shut-in, and he blessed us. And we were there 3 days and three nights, not eating anything, and the Spirit of the Lord really came in, and we just give God praise for it. Father, we thank you for your word tonight, that the breath of God will breathe upon this word, and that the word of God will bring life to the hearers by faith in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to the book of Acts, the 3rd chapter, verses 19 through 21. And the last book is Joel, the 2nd chapter, verses 25 and 26. Again, Acts 3, verses 19 through 21. And Joel, the 2nd chapter, verses 25 and 26. When everyone get those two books, can you please say amen, please?
Pastor, can you repeat the Acts 1, please?
Acts, the 3rd chapter, verses 19 through 21.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. This word is a word of encouragement. While I was in the shed-in, God just gave us a word that it's time for a fresh start for many people. And so this word is a word of encouragement to you that's on the prayer line, that's been going through many things, and things seem as though that vicious cycle won't stop and it's constantly going on in your life. And this is the word to encourage you. You see many people getting their fresh start and seem as though yours is as held up. And that's how we prayed in the shed-in. And the Holy Spirit came in, and he really encouraged us about a fresh start. And you got to receive this by faith. You that's been constantly going through and like a vicious cycle, like things just is not falling in place, and you're seeing many people get blessed, and you're waiting on yours. I want you to be encouraged tonight, because anytime God, he do a thing and he give you a fresh start, that means things going to turn around for you. You're going to have the overflow. Things will be loosed by God. God going to rouse those things to be loose. There will be a move of God in your life. You will have new experience and fresh information from God. New people will come into your life. Things going to spring and leap up in your life that you didn't think was going to happen. It will be a movement under the power of God in the beginning of a new journey. God going to open doors by faith for you. God going to cause things to turn around for you. And God will allow those things that need to come subject to an overflow, a fresh beginning. It will be an act of God, not of humans, but an act of God. And this is to encourage you. Those 3 days and three nights, we pray for these things. There are so many people are going through. And it's so important in this hour for you to be encouraged, saints of God. you that seem as though you're, there's a delay and there's a hold up and nothing is working. By faith, please receive tonight, because God is the one that moves, and he opened doors, and he calls these things. It's a God doing. He calls things to be activated in your life, and we're going to see by the word of God. Joel 2:25-26, please.
Joel first, okay. Joel 2:25-26. And I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed.
This is the Spirit of God speaking in the last days. He said, I will give back to you what you lost, the years when the locusts ate your crops. And these things were sent on by God. But he said, I'm going to restore you. He said, you're going to have plenty to eat and be satisfied. And you will praise the Lord your God, who has done wonderful things for you. It will be a God thing and a God's doing. God said he's going to do this. And we're in the last days, saints of God. And there are so many people are going through. So that's how we're going to intercede and pray today. Because there are some people in a cycle. It's just going on and on and on. And they need to be loosed by God. Things need to be roused by God. Things need to be opened up by God. They need a move of God on this journey. They need a fresh start. That's what happened during the day of Noah. The earth was going through so many perplexities. Sin was everywhere. And God gave Noah and his family a fresh start. He preached righteousness. He preached right. And nobody believed as he preached. And God, by his sovereign spirit, gave a fresh start. But we want a fresh start, not like that, because he put a rainbow sign in the earth and said that never would happen again. And so we are thanking God tonight that God's going to move. There's going to be an overflow, that God's going to rouse things in your life. He's going to move, and new experience going to come forth in your life. New people, fresh information, healing in your body, new location. Things going to spring up and leap. There's going to be a movement under the power of God, but you must receive it what? By faith. By faith. Acts 3:19-20, please.
Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began.
He said, since the world began, I'm talking about a time of refreshing. He said, repent and turn to God, and he will forgive our sins. And there comes a time of refreshing. When repentance comes, the Spirit of God heals, and he bring on a spirit of refreshing, spiritual strength. Needs are met. Doors of will open. He said the Lord will do this. That's why Jesus came. He was chosen to do this for us, saints of God. We got to stand on the word. He was chosen to do this. It was announced by holy prophet. It was announced that God will send his son to do these things. And this is what I'm encouraging you to do, saints of God. When it seems like every door is closed, and they that could help you close up their bowels of mercy for you, when every vicious cycle is continuously, constantly going on, and it seems as though you are last on the line and nothing is working for you. This is a word for you to be encouraged tonight. You've seen many people get fresh start, and many times they sabotage it. But God want to give you a fresh start today. Many times you see people get a fresh start, and they get so out of sort, they get high-minded, they be in a place where God blessed them with like a Cracker Jack move. It'd be so small, but their whole attitude changed. You've seen this, and you've looked on these things, and you have said in your heart, if God, when God blessed me, and this is the key to success, saints of God, I'm giving you keys tonight to be successful, according to Luke 14 and 11. When God bless you, saints of God, the most important thing to do is stay in a spirit of humility. Stay in a spirit of humility. When you stay in a spirit of humility, fresh starts goes on and on and on in your life. When the spirit of humility, when the spirit of meekness is over you, when you're polite, when you're courteous and you're modest and you're not arrogant and you are not lifted up and you pray for people and don't judge people because you're meek and you're not proud, that's a key to success and allowing you to have a fresh start. Read somebody, please, Luke 14 and 11. The first one, get it, please, shout out, because this is a key tonight, a key to a fresh start, a key to walk in a fresh start, a key when things begin to dry up on you, it will not interfere with your fresh start. Luke 14 and 11.
For whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted.
He says, for anyone who makes himself great will be humble, will be humble, definitely. What happens when you lift yourself up? What you're doing is setting up yourself to what? To fall. When you get lifted up and get your blessing and doors open and things begin to turn around and the spirit of proudness takes over, it's a disastrous spirit. It's a spirit that God hates. He said, I resist the proud and give grace to the humble. He resists the proud. And what it does, you set your own self up. God don't have anything to do with this. The devil don't have anything to do with this. This is self. When any time you get into a fresh start and the spirit of humility is no longer over you because you have walked away from it, and when you become proud and when you become lifted up, when you become in a place where you're no longer meek and humble, you're not polite to people, you're not courteous, you're not modest, instead of praying, you're judging, you're setting yourself up for a fall. This is what the word said. Anyone who makes himself great will be humble, and anyone who humbles himself, God will make great. God, this is going to be a God thing. God will make great himself. He will bless the humble people. And I'm not talking about how some people get so caught up and their blessings are short-lived. I'm talking about something that continues to go on and on. Not about a job, not about who you know, what position you have, how great you are. It's about God will keep you going on in the midst of a famine. It means God will keep you going on when they give you a pink slip. It means that God will keep you going on when the devil want to close doors for you. He is a God that will create doors for you. The key to success in a fresh start is humility. It's staying humble before God. It's staying in a place where you know this came from God and not of your own strength or your own might, because your mind is in a place of remembrance
remembering where how it was, how doors was closed, how things came against you, but you know in your heart and your spirit, this have been a move of God, and I'm going to stay in humility. That's why I always encourage the saints of God. When this thing is turned around in your life, saints, remain humble, because high-minded and lifted up, it's a spirit of disaster. It's a spirit that will come in and annihilate your blessing. It's a spirit that will abase you. It's a spirit that will bring you down. It's a spirit that comes against you to turn everything upside down. I've seen so many people get snared in this, in that spirit. And so this is a night of encouragement to you, because God wants you to succeed. And this is a key to success, to remain in a spirit of humility. And I've seen it work, saints of God. I know it, because it's the Word of God. And the Word of God works. I remember a brother, Sabrina, and Sister and Evangelist Louise know that this is for real. This is true. One of our me and young men was a board member. I had not a clue what God had done in this man, Brother Larry. Brother Larry was so humble, and he would come to church with jeans and a T-shirt on, and a pair of cowboy boots. Just very humble man. But he was over the Air Force Base. He was a major colonel over the Air Force Base there in Atwaters. And he was a very wealthy man. He owned all wells in Oklahoma from way back. His family was in that through Rockefeller. He never acted like it. He never was lifted up. He drove an old Volkswagen. He just was such a humble man. And this man was wealthy, because he had been wealthy all his life. Money didn't mean anything to him. He walked in humility. He walked in humility. He was like robed in humility. And this caused this man's life to be constantly with nothing but blessings, thanks to God. I'm telling you, it's a key to success. And so many times we miss the mark when God want to do great things in our lives, and he want to give back everything the devil has taken. And when he began to bring restoration in our lives, the enemy, a trick of Satan, who desired not for God's people to be blessed, caused them to get in a place where they become high-minded. In a high-minded spirit, the Word of God said he resists the proud. And so this is a key of success tonight, that when God turned the tables, when God turned everything around, when God began to bless you in supernatural ways, it's going to be a God thing. It's going to be the doings of the Lord. When the Lord began to open up doors that been shut in your life, when things begin to flow in your life as never before, when things, when there's a great movement and the power of God begin to move in your life, when things, hallelujah, be in motion by the Holy Ghost, when new people come into your life, not to curse you but to bless you, not to sabotage the miracles but to enhance your life, not to come against you but to encourage you, when he sends these new people in your life, we send you into a new location, you're going to stay in a place of fresh start, and I loose this word over you by faith in Jesus' name, Luke 14:11, that you're going to stay in the spirit of humility so God can do greater things for you, and that you will never get back into that vicious cycle of poverty. You will never go through those vicious cycles or always been on a low end, but you will be enhanced by God for kingdom work, and God will give you the overflow. That's the key to success. God is giving you a key tonight. A key does what? Open up a door. Open up a door of your mind. Open up the doors of your emotion. Open up the doors of your thoughts. Open up doors so you can handle finance. Open up doors so you can walk in success, so that you can continuously to have a fresh start in your life. And it will be flowing like rivers of living water. It will not be in a dry place. It will never come into a desolate place. It will not be withered up. It will not come to a place of halt, no matter what's going on around you. Your spirit, the thing that God has for you, will stay in an overflow, in a fresh start. It will be the doings of God. It will be the movement of God. It will be handled by God. It will be set up by God. It will be a leap of God in your life. It will be a leap of God. God wants to leap things in your life. He wanted to spring forth in your life tonight. And these are keys for it to happen. These are keys going to open up doors, going to keep an overflow for you, that you will go strong, because it will be activated by the Spirit of God. That's what he was telling them in the book of Joel. It will be, it's a God thing. I'm going to do this for you. So this is for you on your journey, thanks to God. You that seen how people messed up. You know how people messed up. You seen how they sabotaged their miracle. You seen how they closed doors. Can't put it on God. He said, I rain on the just like the unjust. Doors of opportunities, good opportunities, are opened by God. And so when opportunity knock on your door, the Lord wants us to take full advantage of it for the good. Do good things with that opportunity, because opportunity don't always knock continuously. Many times doors of opportunity is closed for years, and people are in a dry place because the doors of opportunity is only unlocked by God for the good. We just read this. And God, in that shedding, began to tell me that he's going to open up doors of opportunity and give people a fresh start in careers, in business, in things for kingdom work, because it's all about the kingdom. So if it's all about the kingdom, you're going to remain humble. Why? Because it's a God thing. It's God giving you an equal opportunity. And tonight I'm encouraging you to receive it by faith. Receive, I don't care what your condition is like. When God calls things to leap in your life, when God put a springboard in your life, can't nobody stop it, thanks to God. You got to know when God says things is turning around for you, when God says, I'm going to cause the tables to turn for you, when God begin to say, I'm going to give you the overflow, when God say, I'm going to move in this situation that has been closed, I'm going to cause that spirit to arouse by my spirit, it will be an act of God. This is a word to encourage you. When God move in your life, and we're going to stand in agreement tonight by faith that the Spirit of God is moving right now, and we're going to come in Jesus' name and sabotage and renounce every spirit of proudness, because you are now by faith walking into a new journey, a new place with new experience, new people come into your life, fresh information by God to cause you to prosper. It's going to be a move of God in your life that's going to spring this thing forth. It's going to be a leap of God. It's going to leap up. It's going to be something that God going to call to jump in your life. It's going to be a movement under the power of God. So tonight, do anyone have need of special prayers? We go before God in intercessory prayer.
Yes, Pastor, this is Penny. My prayer request is that my son is got a full-ride scholarship to UCLA, but the coaches are in danger of losing their job, and they don't have anything to fall back on. I spoke to one coach personally, and he is just in a great deal of fear that he will not have a job before the end of the holidays. And so I want you to pray for the coaching staff at UCLA, for the football coaching staff, that these people will be able to keep their jobs because they do have a livelihood. They have to, you know, pay their bills.
Okay. Do anyone else have need of prayer tonight?
Pastor Smith, this is Sister Cindy. I'd like prayer for my son, traveling grace for him to go visit with his father and return. Thank
you. Okay. Do anyone else have need of prayer tonight?
Yes, this is Keith Jordan. I'm like to be put in prayer for finding new employment.
Okay. Do anyone else have need of prayer tonight?
Good morning. And I'm requesting prayer for myself and also my grandson and his wife, and pray, you know, that God will keep blessing their union.
Okay, anyone else have need of prayer tonight?
And pray for our Mother Demerson that's in the hospital, our church mother. Mother Demerson, yeah. Thank you.
Anyone else have need of prayer tonight? If there is any more prayer requests, saints, we're going into the prayer room tonight. We're going in faith and not with wavering. We're going in believing God. We're going in thanking the Lord by faith. We're going in praising the Lord for the fresh start. We're going in thanking the Lord that a move of God in our lives right now by faith. Father, we come tonight in the name of Jesus. There's authority in your name. We come in Jesus' name tonight. We ask in Jesus' name that you forgive us for sin tonight. We repent of any sins of omission of commission that will hinder prayer tonight. And we thank you for the blood of Jesus, the covering blood of Jesus that removes sin and blotted out. And because of Jesus in the cross, we are united with God only because of what Jesus did on that cross, how he sacrificed his life. He didn't come to live, but he came to die for mankind. Father, we thank you tonight for the cross. We thank you for Jesus and the death on the cross and his resurrection. We thank you for him being an advocate for us on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us now. He is the great intercessor in Jesus' name. In your words, this is the confidence we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will, to God's will, he said those petitions are answered. And we are praying according to the will of God tonight in Jesus' name. And Father, it's time for a fresh start for those that have gone through the fire, for those that are standing in faith, for those that stand in, hallelujah, in the righteousness of God, in a humility, in a humble spirit, and saying, I believe you, God, I'm next in line. They are next in line, Father. You're concerned about everything that's concerned us. And God, you begin to speak in the shedding that there are those that elected by God. Oh, God, in Joel 2, they was elected by God for restoration. They was elected by God to get a return. Oh, God, your hands is on certain people in this hour, God, that your hands is on heavy, God, to bring them into a fresh start. Oh, God, for a move of God to be in their life, for the things that, God, they're going through, that a new beginning come forth, that an overflow, all things become fresh. It will be aroused by God. God will open doors. God will move on their behalf. And things, oh, God, that's been stagnant will be released. And it will be an act of God. things, oh God, that they trust in you for that seem like doors is not opening. You are creator of new doors. They're going to walk through new doors. They're going to see everything come forth that they've been waiting on for years, and they're going to appreciate it. They're going to glorify you. They're going to lift you up, and they will not change, God, because they're going to stand on your word according to Luke 14 and 11. They know if they stand in a spirit of humility that God will be with them when a famine comes, when every door want to close, when things, hallelujah, turn around. God won't turn around. God won't forsake. God will continuously to bless them. It won't be by the paycheck of somebody else, but it's because it's a move of God. It's a doing of God. That's what you did for Isaac and Abraham in the time of famine. You said, don't move. Stay just where you are. I'm the Lord God, your supplier. And you supplied every need for Abraham and Isaac in the midst of a famine because you are God. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I thank you, O Father Jesus, for the people that of you that you have chosen, God, for this fresh start, for things to come into a place. I come against any demonic power that want their body, hallelujah, not to be healthy in this fresh start. I send the word of healing to them in Jesus' name. You say you forgive our iniquity, heal all of our diseases. If disease is on this phone tonight and ministering to the need against the people in their bodies tonight, I renounce you in Jesus' name, you disease. I cast you out by the spirit of the word. That's what Jesus did. He cast our spirit by the word. Disease comes subject to Jesus tonight. You cannot live in these bodies. These bodies are ready for a fresh start, and they are in a place where the spirit of God will make them healthy for this fresh start, not in sickness and disease. So disease, you must go tonight in Jesus' name. I send you back to the abyss in Jesus' name. I renounce you in the name of Jesus. I lose the blood of Jesus. Change you in the abyss in Jesus' name. And I thank you for healing to come forth now, for healing to come forth now in the body, mind, spirit, and soul in Jesus' name. God, I thank you tonight that the Spirit of God move over the staff at UCLA, that those coaches, oh God, that's fearful of their job. I thank you, oh God, that the Spirit of God overrule paperwork, everything, every meeting that will work against them. I thank you for the Spirit of God to overrule every decision that will cause them to be unemployed. I thank you for you causing them to stay employed at UCLA in that staffing area of a course, God. I thank you, oh Father. That's what the young man came to church after service because he's going to UCLA. And he said, my scholarship may be in jeopardy. But God, I thank you. Hallelujah. Isaiah's scholarship will not be in jeopardy. I thank you, God. He's going there, and he's going to have the full ride, just like you opened up that door when you had me to look on him, oh, last year, and said, you're going to get a scholarship. And God, you performed that thing for him to get that scholarship through UCLA. And Satan, I give you notice tonight. I renounce you in Jesus' name that Isaiah's going to walk, and he's going to walk in the place of UCLA with that full ride, and the coaches shall be there that will be mentors over him. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. I thank you for safe travel for Sister Cindy's son, that he's safe on the highways and byways. He's safe arriving. He's safe returning. I thank you for Jordan, God. He needs a job. I come against the spirit of unemployment in Jesus' name. Satan, I renounce you in Jesus' name. You desire that this man prosper and be in health even as his soul prosper. I send the word of God that the spirit of God has a job already located for him because, hallelujah, he was born to have a job in this particular hour. It was done on the cross. It was done before he was formed in Jesus' name. I thank you, God, for this job that he has need of, that it will not be a hard task. It will not be out of area where he won't be able to get to work. I thank you for the right people that he will, hallelujah, will contact him. I thank you, God, for the job will have the right amount of money to take care of his need. He will have leftovers. I send the word of God that thing that he's already prepared for, those skills that you have already cultivated in him. I loose those skills to open up a door tonight for Jordan in Jesus' name. And I thank you that the blood of Jesus has stopped unemployment. I call him employed in Jesus' name. I call it to be activated by the Holy Ghost. I thank you for a fresh start over Jordan in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Jordan. You just begin to praise God. You just begin to give God thanksgiving. That's faith. And when you begin to praise God, Jordan, that's what activates the hand of God, is praises and thanksgiving to God. Begin to praise God. Begin to thank God. I want you to get up in the morning praising him. I want you to lay down at night thanking him and thank God, hallelujah, that that contact gonna contact you and God is leading you into the place of employment in Jesus' name. I thank you for this grandson to be blessed in this marriage, and I thank you, oh God, that that prayer been prayed is done by faith in Jesus' name, and I give you praise and thanksgiving for you touching Sister Deborah's body. I thank you for the mother of this church, oh God, in the hospital. We send the word of healing to her bedside in Jesus' name. You say, I'm the Lord God that healeth thee. I thank you, oh Father, that the spirit of healing move over her bedside, and that spirit of God will loose ministering angel now to minister to her in Jesus' name, to minister health to her body in Jesus' name. We renounce premature death. We lose life to her body in the name of Jesus. There's life in the blood. There's life in the blood. There's life in her blood in Jesus' name. Thank you for the mother of this church to revive now, because there's life in the blood in Jesus' name. And Father, I bring before you this young man, Jonathan. I try to locate his family because I want to send him a care package. He's in Angola, in Louisiana, in penitentiary for life, and he was at the wrong place at the wrong time. I couldn't get the address. I couldn't get the information, but God, you know where Jonathan is, and you know what Jonathan needs. I send the word of God to move over Jonathan's behalf in Jesus' name. I thank you, oh God, that the Spirit of God give Jonathan justice. His family has totally forgotten about him. They don't visit him. They don't even know what's going on with the young man. But you placed it in my heart, God, and I thank you tonight for opening doors for Jonathan. Shake the system in Jesus' name, because he was not guilty. He was there at the wrong time with the wrong person. And Jesus, I thank you for mercy for Jonathan, that the Spirit of God move and have someone, oh Father, to send him a care package, to have somebody be concerned about Jonathan. Begin to rouse them in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for your word. Hallelujah. He's like a stranger tonight. Oh, Father, your word said when I was in prison, you didn't visit me. My heart goes out for Jonathan. Father, move on his behalf. Father, do the supernatural for Jonathan. Jesus, I thank you for sending people around him now in Jesus' name, that doors be open for Jonathan. And Jesus, do the impossibility tonight. You are God of the impossibility. Move on the young man's behalf in Jesus' name, and I praise you for it in the name of Jesus. And God, I thank you for the people of God, those that's prepared for a fresh start, those that's been in a place, oh God, who have been on the low end, that the Spirit of God provoked their lives in ways that they won't understand. That God, you open up doors that they know it was an act of God. Oh, Father, rouse things in their life. I come against fear in Jesus' name. I call that spirit of fear to loose them in the name of Jesus, that the Spirit of God will be with them in this new journey of fresh start, that the Spirit of God will undergird them, that the Spirit of God will protect them in this, and the spirit of humility would, hallelujah, be upon them because of your righteousness, oh God, that they be robed in your righteousness, and they will never get besides themselves. The spirit of proudness I reject and renounce in Jesus' name. I dismantle in the name of Jesus. The spirit of high-mindedness I renounce in Jesus' name. I reject you in Jesus' name. I dismantle you in the name of Jesus. I dethrone you in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, the spirit of arrogancy, I renounce you in Jesus' name. I dethrone you in the name of Jesus. That the spirit of kindness take them over. That the spirit of godliness take them over. That the spirit of meekness take them over. That the spirit of humility take them over. That the spirit of courtesy take them over. That the spirit of modestness take them over. In Jesus' name, the spirit of kindness and the spirit of prayer to pray for their brothers and sisters that's in trouble. And not judge them, but pray that they be strengthened. And God, I thank you for the new start. I thank you, Father, for a move of God over their lives. I thank you, God, for a new beginning in their journey. For it's a time of refreshing for them according to the book of Acts. That you open the door for them, God. That they will truly know there have been a move of God in my life. That it's a God thing. It's God's doing. And I will glorify God in it. And God, I thank you for it. And I praise you for it by faith. I pray for safety, God, in families that's gathering. I pray for their gathering on Thursday to be blessed. I pray for safety over their families as they travel, God, that the Spirit of God will protect them, that they will arrive safe, they will return home safe, and their gathering will be a time of lifting up the name of Jesus. I pray for the less fortunate, the homeless, those that's under bridges, those that's going to places to get a meal, that the Spirit of God will minister to their need. I pray, oh God, that you anoint us to give out the coat, and that the Spirit of God will have us to go and do outreach in the neighborhoods that need these coats, and that you will anoint them, Father. I thank you for it by faith in Jesus' name. Be blessed, saints of God, and have a safe and a blessed gathering with your family. In Jesus' name, be blessed.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer
on YAT Radio.
Tune in next week, same time.
Go to our website,
blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio, or call in
858-357-9137.
It's Breaking Chains, YAT Radio, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.